This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Join us now as we go to the live broadcast of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us in another live episode of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast, episode 215, Sin Cannot Reign in Our Lives, Homosexuality. The spiritual appetizer we will be using in this episode is from Romans chapter 6, verses 12 through 18. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we have been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives, homosexuality. Turn with me now to Romans chapter 6, and let's read verses 12 through 18. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you become slaves of righteousness. We have been set free from sin. It doesn't matter what the sin is. We have been set free from it, and we can no longer be instruments of unrighteousness. We have to be instruments in God's hands, and we have to die to sin. We cannot just continue in sin that grace may abound, Romans chapter 6 and verse 1. As verse 15 here says, what then? Shall we sin because we're not under law but under grace? Certainly not. We need to put sin away from ourselves. The sin that we're going to be talking about today is homosexuality. Homosexuality is something that God has always seen as an abomination. Going all the way back to the time of Leviticus and moving forward into the New Testament, there has never been a time in which homosexuality has been approved of by God. Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 18, and let's look at verses 22 through 24. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination, nor shall you mate with any animal to defile yourself with it, nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is perverse. Do not defile yourselves with any of these things, for by all these the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. God told the Israelites, the nations that he was casting out, they were defiled with homosexuality. They were defiled with bestiality. And God put these two sins together. He said, neither one of them are natural. Both of them are an abomination to me. He said, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. Just as he called lying with an animal a perversion. Both these things defile you. And this has been the case all the way back to the law. This is not the only time that God would tell them this. In Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 13, it says, if a man lies with males as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And so God tells a male, if you lie with a male as with a woman, it's an abomination. It's an abomination that God is not going to put up with. He says, the penalty for this sin is that you are going to be put to death. Now, moving on over into the New Testament, the death that we receive for sin is spiritual death. And every single person alive is worthy of spiritual death. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, it says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. And so there are no big and little sins with God. All sin is worthy of death. But in the Old Testament, there were sins that Israel could be forgiven of, by going and presenting a sacrifice, and they could go on with their life. And then there were sins that God said, no, this person needs to be put to death. And one of those sins was homosexuality. It was such an abomination to God that he did not want them to be defiled with it, and that if he allowed them to continue living, that they would defile the entire nation with their sin. And so he wanted to make a strong example of those who chose to be an abomination. He said, you shall put them to death. Moving on over into the New Testament, in Romans chapter 1, it talks about homosexuality. We're going to start in verse 20 and read down through verse 32. God has not changed his opinion on this. Notice what he says. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies amongst themselves. Notice he gives them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies amongst themselves. What they're about to do is dishonor their bodies. In verse 25 it says, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie. The truth that goes all the way back to Leviticus. Who exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. Not just to passions, but to vile passions. These are passions that are an abomination. For even their women exchanged a natural use for what is against nature. And so women were exchanging the natural use for something that is against nature. He gave them up to vile passions. They are going to dishonor their bodies. Then in verse 27 it says, likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men, committing what is shameful, and received in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And so women dishonored their bodies. He gave them up to vile passions, and they exchanged the natural use for what was against nature. And men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men committing what was shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. Going on in verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Women exchanging the proper use of women of men for other women, and men exchanging the proper use of women for other men, is not natural. It's vile passion. It's dishonoring their bodies. It is completely an abomination. And God says it is a debased mind. Nobody thinking properly is going to do this. This is sinful. And you have to be a debased, shameful, vile person to do this. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Now notice verse 32, deserving of death. And going back to Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 13, if a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And in Romans, Paul tells the church at Rome, these people are deserving of death. These people that exchange the natural use of a woman for another man, or a woman exchanging the natural use of a man for another woman, that's vile. It is a debased mind. It dishonors their bodies. How many ways does God have to say that these things are not acceptable in order for us to realize it? And he says, these type of people right here, these types of people that worship idols and do these vile things, they're the same ones that are filled with unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. You see, this is the type of person that does this. And these things here, worshiping an idol, which leads you to vile passions, to dishonor your bodies, in order to be homosexualities, to have homosexuality in your life, it leads to all these other sins. And God says they are deserving of death. The wages of sin is death, Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. Going on to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11 says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor exhorters will inherit the kingdom of God. These things are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. They are not okay with God. God says, in order to go to heaven, you have to be cleansed of these things. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All these things are equally as bad. If you're a fornicator, an idolater, an adulterer, a homosexual, a sodomite, a thief, a covetous, drunkard, a reviler, an exhorter, all those things are as equally as bad. They all will cause you not to go to heaven. You don't want to be associated with any of them, but within that context is homosexuality and sodomites. You see, we've got to get rid of those things out of our life if we want to go to heaven. We cannot be these things here. Do you not know that the unrighteous, these things cause us to be unrighteous. They cause us to be unclean before God. And he tells us they will not inherit the kingdom of God. And so we need to put these things away from us. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 11, the Bible says, but we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate, for the ungodly and for sinners, for the unholy and profane, and for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And so the law was not made for a righteous person. The great thing is we can repent. God gave us his word. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped unto all good work. He gave us his word so that we can change, so that we can come back to him. If we are a fornicator, if we are a sodomite, if we are a kidnapper, a liar, a perjurous person, unholy, profane, if we are a murderer, if we are a manslayer, we can go to the Word of God to find out how to repent and come back to him. That's why he gave us the Word of God, to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. But this is why the law was given to us, because these things are not going to go to heaven. And so he gave us his law so that we can change our lives to make them come into line with what he wants. We can change. If we're insubordinate, if we're ungodly, if we're fornicator, if we're a sodomite, if we're a kidnapper, if we're perjurous, anything that's contrary to sound doctrine can be changed in our lives. We can live the way that he wants us to live. And what this means is, if God has decided that this is a sin, and if we go back to Leviticus and we go all throughout the New Testament, we never find that being homosexual is okay. Ever once. in the scriptures. The great thing is, he gave us the scriptures so that we can change. He did not make us sinners. He did not make us sinners. He created Adam and Eve perfect within the garden. They chose to sin. They chose to eat of the tree. We choose to do any of these sins in any of these lists. And when we do, we choose sin over God. But God says we can repent. We can change our ways. We can come back to him. That's what's great about God. So that at any point we decide that we want to be obedient, he's going to take us back. Acts chapter 17 and verse 30, truly this time of ignorance God once overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He's not willing that any should perish. He doesn't want the fornicator to perish. He doesn't want the adulterer to perish. He doesn't want a kidnapper to perish. He doesn't want a murderer to perish. And so he gave us his word, and he's long-suffering with us. He gives us our entire life to look at what he wants and to change our lives and come into line with what he wants so that we can have everlasting life. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we have been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives. Homosexuality. Homosexuality is an abomination before God. It was a abomination under the law, and it's an abomination under the law of Christ. So as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you. So as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you.
We thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting our website, BibleWayMedia.org. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.